Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Exposed Earnings. I'm Jackie, your friendly finance enthusiast, and with me is the ever-brilliant Kira. How are you doing today, Kira?
I'm doing great, Jackie. Excited to dive into Costco's fourth quarter 2024 earnings call. There's a lot to unpack here, and I think our listeners are going to find it both informative and entertaining. Sure thing, Jackie. One of the standout points was their net income for the quarter, which came in at $2.354 billion, up from $2.16 billion last year. That's a 9% increase year over year. They also reported net sales of $78.2 billion, which is a 1% increase from last year. Adjusting for an extra week last year, net sales would have been up 7.3%.
That's impressive. And speaking of memberships, they also talked about their executive memberships. They now have 35.4 million paid executive memberships, up 9.6% from last year. Executive members represent 46.5% of paid members and 73.5% of worldwide sales. That's a huge chunk. Now let's talk about their e-commerce business. They had some pretty impressive growth there too, right?
You know, if you're really vibing with the insights shared on this podcast, you should check out Zeed. It's an awesome app that puts a ton of investing content at your fingertips. Videos from elite asset managers, AI-driven market analysis, and AI portfolio guidance. It basically supercharges your ability to stay in the know on all things trading and investing. Zeed is totally free on iOS and Android, so definitely download it after this episode. Absolutely, Jackie. Costco has been making significant strides in leveraging technology to improve the shopping experience. For instance, the ability to check warehouse inventory via the Costco app is a game changer. Members can now see if an item is in stock before making the trip, which saves time and reduces frustration.
Speaking of efficiency, their e-commerce growth is another area where technology is playing a crucial role. With a 29% increase in big and bulky item deliveries, Costco Logistics is clearly doing something right.
Yes, and it's not just about the numbers. The improvements in item assortment, delivery times, and scheduling functionality are all enhancing the member experience. It's clear that Costco is committed to making online shopping as seamless as possible. That's right. By manufacturing goods closer to where they're sold, Costco is not only reducing emissions, but also cutting costs. For example, their Japan-produced Kirkland Signature paper towels resulted in a 30% price reduction in that market. It's a brilliant strategy that benefits both the environment and the members. Absolutely. Promoting from within and investing in employee development is a core part of Costco's strategy. In fiscal 2024, they promoted 95 new warehouse managers, 85% of whom started as hourly employees. This promote from within culture fosters loyalty and ensures that their leadership team understands the business from the ground up.
This podcast is generated completely using AI and does not constitute financial advice. As with all investing, your capital will be at risk. For more information, visit Zeed.ai.